Today is May 6th, year 2000. At Richardton, North Dakota, this is Brother Placid Gross, your interviewer for the German Russians, and we have Helen Beekler.
What is your name?
Okay, today is May 6th, the year 2000. This is Brother Placid Gross at Richardton, North Dakota. We're going to try to do an interview here.
Okay, what is your name?
Helen Catherine Beekler.
When were you born?
March 12th, 1920. At 223 4th Avenue Northwest, Aberdeen, South Dakota.
What is your father's name?
Bernard Joseph Beekler, but his father was deaf, and so he always went by Joe. Very few people knew him as Bernard. Only the government, when he went into World War I, that was the only time he was called Bernard. Other times, he's always with Joe.
Do you know when your father was born?
Yeah, the 8th of March, 1893.
And he was born in Russia?
Yes. I can't remember the name of it, the little village. The village that they heard, there was 13 Beekler families.
Uh-huh.
And my grandpa, you know, was Joseph Dean Beekler. And his, I can't remember my grandma's, I'd have to go back to the...
I'll hold it. You're okay.
My grandma's name was Odelia, but I can't think of her maiden name.
Oh, your father's mother's name was Odelia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they always called her Tilly.
How old was your father when he came?
He was going to be 8 years old that year.
So he came with his parents?
His father and mother, and he had a sister that was 2 years younger than he was, and a brother that was a baby that was 9 months old. She had a sister, Mary, and a brother, Frank, that came from America. They were three children.
Oh, and then they had more children over here?
Yeah. They had Leo and Jake. No, Catherine, Leo and Jake. And Gabe and Francis.
Oh, okay. And where is your father buried?
In Sunset Memorial.
In Aberdeen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did we already say your grandfather's name?
Yeah.
There was what?
Joseph Dean Beekler.
Oh, Joseph Dean Beekler. And how do you spell the Beekler?
B-I-E-G-L-E-R.
And as far as you know, it was always spelled?
On the immigration, I have a piece of paper where somebody took it out of a book. And would you want that if I get want a copy of it? I can get a copy of it. Janet probably has it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think I need it. And do you know your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Uselman.
Uselman.
Yeah, and her father's name was Sylvester Uselman, and her mother's maiden name was Regina Dosh.
Regina Dosh. And your mother's first name?
Was Anna Marie.
Anna Marie Uselman.
Yeah. And she was born on May the 20th, 1896.
Where was she born? In Russia?
No. She was born in America.
Oh, uh-huh. In the Aberdeen area, or?
No.
Strasbourg?
No, it's right outside. Let's see, what county was that? Edmonds County, I think. Yeah, out near Ipswich in South Dakota.
Ipswich area.
Yeah.
And where is she buried?
in the Ipswich Cemetery.
Oh.
In Ipswich had a Catholic cemetery to the south, and the public, the other cemetery on the other half of the cemetery is the Protestant.
Oh, no, that was your mother, right?
That's my mother's. Now, Dad's folks are buried at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Aberdeen. See, mothers come from out around Ipswich.
And so your mother's parents, where are they buried? In Ipswich?
I'd have to lie.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a little church that was that they call New Strasbourg, but I'd have to ask Paul what that cemetery is. That some of the people that lived in that part of the country in the early 1900s and 1890s or 1800s.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? Can you name them?
I was the oldest. I had a sister named Elna Regina and a sister Rosella Tillian, and we had a younger brother. It was Arthur Joseph.
So there was only four
children? Yeah, we were four.
And you were you married?
No. Nope.
You were not married, never married. Nope. So you still go by your maiden name?
Right.
Or your dad's, whatever your family name was,
yeah.
Or your dad's name was.
I went to parochial school for 10 years. Because I had to take a class over when I first started because I didn't talk any English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had what they called in those days yellow jaundice. I laid on the Davenport for a whole winter. I think it's hepatitis now.
Oh. Do you like your dad, did he remember anything from Russia?
Only thing he remembered was his mom kept saying to him, Joe, take care of Mary. You know, he was 8 and the little sister was, 6. And the only thing he could remember from that trip was his mother telling to take care of Mary.
Did your grandparents talk anything about Russia? Do you remember anything?
No.
Your grandparents talked? Your dad's parents or your mother's parents?
Well, mother's parents lived out there. The Dashes lived there in
Ipswich.
Yeah. And then grandma, my grandma, Ozuman, the Dashes, she had 6 sisters. And 3 brothers, I think. There is a lot of. They were all practically, the whole settlement was practically a relative.
Oh, uh-huh. Are those people still in that area? Or
no, they've all scattered.
Are you related to the Dashes from Strasbourg?
I don't think so. Maybe. No, a mother, grandma had but. I think her name was Shuck. My grandma Usman had a sister that married in North Dakota, but I don't remember.
So you don't remember anything that your mother's parents talked about from Russia, huh?
I don't think they talked about them. Grandma Beaver said after we were bigger, that they came to America because the Russians were against the Catholics.
Uh-huh.
And the German people were too ambitious because out of the 13 families, 6 came to America and the other 7 were sent to
Siberia.
Siberia.
That's the what family? 13 what families?
Of the Beaglers.
Oh, Beaglers. Oh, were they all relatives, those Beeglers that were there?
They were intermarried, yeah. They were.
They were all.
Well, I know we had, like, this is a Pa's third cousin, and this is Pa's fourth cousin, you know, that they come and they lived around Aberdeen. But I can't think of now, and, you know, who fit what the dads were.
So what kind of work did your mother's parents do?
They all farmed.
They were farmers. And your dad was not a farmer, was he?
No, he left at home at 11 and worked for a municipal in the Moline. It was a tractor outfit. And he left home because he had all these brothers and there wasn't enough work for, they had just the homestead. And so he went out and went to work and delivered tractors and showed these people how to run them.
Oh. So your dad's parents originally were on the farm too?
Yeah.
But when your dad grew up, he was not on the farm anymore?
He was a mechanic all his life until the last few years he worked for the state highway and worked on a road crew.
So he worked for the Minneapolis Moline?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. So he was a mechanic. Uh-huh. So when you were little, did you have a milk cow in town?
No. We had an outdoor biffy. Yes, I can remember you had to go outside to go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. And we didn't have running water until we had the furnace put in. We had just cold, hot running water. And with summer, we never had hot water. We just had cold water. Because our hot water heater was hooked to the furnace.
I see. Let's see. Did you have chickens in town?
Well, I think Mom had all these brothers. You know, there was John and Adam and Wendell, that'd be Paul's folks. And then she had Louis and Mike. And so we always went to one of the uncles that would always save her a pig. And we would go and she would buy like 20 or 10 old hens. And then so the springers, and we, you know, after we start freezing. And before that, we canned them. She'd get the one that fall of the year when they cleaned out their hens, then you bought your chickens and went to work and canned them.
Did
No, we never had. We always lived in town. And there wouldn't have been a, you know, I think she had 1 year we had a few chickens, but I think 11.
Did your mother work out of the home?
Not until her sister lost her husband in about 42, and Aunt Lena come in, and then all three of the sisters went babysitting.
Babysitting? She went to other people's houses.
Yeah, and stayed with the children. Uh-huh. I don't know, they're trying to drink all that wine.
So your parents never said they wish they were back in Russia?
Oh, I don't think so. They were so happy to come to the America.
Did you ever receive letters from Russia, or do you?
I don't know. Grandma wrote, you know, and read. Grandma Beeler did, my grandpa. Grandpa Usman read, but Grandma, I think, was illiterate. I never saw her write a thing, Grandma Usman.
Uh-huh. So when you went to, you went where to school?
To St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
We had Benedictine sisters.
From Yankton, huh?
From Yankton, right.
Did you then go to high school?
Yeah, I went to Central.
And then what did you do? What did you do then after high school? Where did you go?
Well, it was right there at the beginning of the war. And I was working as at the candy counter for Woolworths. My friend that I went to St. Mary's with came home for a summer. She had gotten a job in a shipyard in Richmond, California. And she said, well, what are you getting now? And I sold her butt. And she said, oh, you could come out and you could make $2.30 an hour.
And how much were you making at Aberdeen?
$14 for 2 weeks.
Oh, $14 for 2 weeks. That'd be almost like a dollar and a half a day.
Oh, I worked for 25 cents. I went out to Easton's. It was an old place. This little old lady and her son lived in it. They had a cow and a horse. And I would go out and I'd start on third floor and make up the bed for the hired man and dust the floor down, wipe the steps down, make up two beds for her son and the mother, vacuum down the front hall, dust down the back hall, then dust all the 11 chairs in this one music room, wipe around all the rugs on my hands and knees, got out in the dining room where they ate, and then in the kitchen, and I would scrub that on my hands and knees every week. And I got a quarter when I first started.
25 cents.
For the whole day. I started at 7:30 in the morning, and they sometimes took me home at 9:30 at night. And I was making money. After a while, she gave me 50 cents, but I did that for 3 years.
Oh, my. Were you still in school?
I was in high school, yeah. This was high school. I would get Saturday morning, spend my whole day at Mrs. Easton's making this terrible big money. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the children today?
I can't imagine.
Well, Dad worked for a whole week for a dollar. Oh. When he started off of the farm, he worked for a whole week for a dollar.
Well, what could you buy with $1?
Oh, you bought. Now, we were six in a family. Mom would give me a nickel and a dime, and I'd go to the Northside Grocery and buy pork steak for 15 cents. And we had enough for our dinner. In those days, we didn't have any ice box or nothing, so we went up there every meal.
Oh.
Well, pork steak, you would get the top of it. Probably about that thick, a nice slice off of a shoulder.
Uh-huh.
For 15 cents. And we would go, Mother baked bread, and she always bought it in like 100-pound, I don't know what, I don't remember what she paid for it. And we'd go over and buy 2 cents worth of yeast from Burkhardt's Bakery. And if it was like in the winter, she'd lay it out next on the windowsill. And then she would make, for this 2 cents was the yeast, she would bake twice. Oh, you got a nice little chunk
Of yeast.
It was soft yeast. It isn't like the dry yeast, no. It was a soft yeast.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I think it was baker's yeast because we always went and got it at the bakery.
And then when you got out of high school, or how old were you when you went out west?
About 21, because I was 20 before I left high school, because I spent 10 years in grade school.
Uh-huh. And then?
I worked 2.5 years at the in Richmond. In a shipyard, in a prefab, I welded in inner bottoms. First, I started out as a tacker, and we put dogs on it. They pulled pieces together, and then were welded.
Were you building ships?
Yeah, little Liberty ships.
Oh. And how many people worked there?
Oh, hundreds, hundreds.
Uh-huh. So you made how much money there?
No, we were getting $2.30, 2 cents an hour. I worked swing shift. I went at 3:30 and worked to midnight.
And then What did you do with all your money?
I kept buying bonds and sending them home to Ma.
You bought what?
Bonds.
Oh, bonds.
But then after we stopped going to the movies, like three times and four times, two different movies a night, there wasn't any bonds bought anymore.
Spend you like movies, huh?
Oh, dear. We'd sit through, like, you always got double feature and a comedy.
Oh.
In those days.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have movies at Aberdeen?
No, this was out in Richmond.
No. Yeah,
we had three or four theaters in Aberdeen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went for a nickel, and you got a bag of popcorn for a nickel.
So they had popcorn already.
Oh, yeah.
So when you were going to school, that was during the 30s.
Yeah, I graduated in 40.
I mean, that was during the dirty 30s when you were in school.
That's why when Ma went out to her brother's and got her meat, so we didn't have to meet. And then she salted the meat in the winter. And then we went out to Paul's house, to Uncle Wendell's, and usually the two big hams left. And when spring come, we ate on the shoulders as just salt meat. And then when spring come, where meat that was in the brine, she would dry it out, and we'd take it out the farm and smoke it. And then we hung it up in the attic. And when she wanted meat, she just went up and cut off a slice off of this ham until it was used up.
Oh, so that lasted after it was smoked, you could keep it, huh?
Yeah. We'd go out right after lunch, and we'd smoke it all day until, you know, I don't know, they seemed to know when it was done.
Uh-huh. Well, did they have a smokehouse?
No, just a barrel and a pipe, and the bonfire, the fire was over here, and the barrel was over here, and then the smoke went up.
Like the fire was in one barrel and the smoke was in the other barrel. Sounds pretty modern. Like, sounds like they had it fixed up.
Well, he had this, it was kind of like a chimney, and then it had this little firebox over here in the end of this, and then the smoke went right up. And he always had wet wood, you know, after it was going good, you put wet wood that would be really smoky.
Oh. Then how long were you out at welding out there?
I was out 2.5 years.
Yeah. And then what did you do?
I come home, and I went to work for SNL. I worked for SNL for about a year and a half or two, and I quit SNL, and I went to work for Singers. I worked for Singers for 6 years.
What is Singers?
It was a sewing machine.
Oh.
I sold machines.
You're in the store selling things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vacuum cleaners and stuff. And then after I worked there 11 years and I couldn't stand the new manager, so I quit. Then I worked for Dr. Kelly for about a year and a half. And then I quit and went to work at the hospital as an aide for 6 months. And then I was babysitting for Dr. Barber, and he had some surgery done. He said, "You want to be a dental assistant?" I said, "No, I never did anything right for Dr. Kelly all the while I worked for him, and I'll never make a dental assistant. I'm too slow." And he said, "Well, why don't you try it?" So I went and talked to Sister. We had St. Luke's Presentation Sisters. And Sister said, "Well, you work and you go out, you try it if you want to." And she said, I said, "Well, Dr. Barber offered me $150. I was making $125 at the hospital a month. And she said, "If you don't like it, you'll come back and I'll meet his price." But I liked, after I went back, and I worked for Dr. Barber for 11 years, and then he moved to Arizona. And then I started to work for Dr. Bauer. And I worked for him for 14 years, and then when I got to be 62, I retired.
he did work with Dr. Bauer and the other doctor?
Dr. Bauer was the second dentist I worked for, or the third dentist. I worked for Kelly. He was an older man. Then I worked for Dr. Barber. He was about 3 or 4 years older than I was. And then Dr. Bauer.
Okay, what kind of work did you do then?
I was a chairside.
For the dentist?
Right.
It was all dentists?
These are all dentists, yeah.
Dentist assistant or whatever?
Yeah, chairside assistant.
Chairside.
I was one that did all the housekeeping, you know, instruments, sterilizing. And
so you know all about teeth. What to do. You know what to do, how to keep your teeth nice and healthy, huh?
Well, I had lost a lot of teeth before I ever went to, because we went to Dr. Wells, and he never talked about filling. You know, he just said there was a cavity. Oh, when it starts hurting, we'll take it off.
So they pulled them out instead of filling them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did not have any special training then for the...
Well, I took a certification, and I passed the certification. In 60, I was certified.
Well, did you have to go to school for that?
Yeah. The dentists had a program, and then each dentist did it. We met once a week and reviewed, and then we went to Sioux Falls and took their certification. And then I took another certification for taking x-rays later on. Mm-hmm. So I was a certified dental assistant.
Okay, can you still talk German?
Very little. The only thing I know German is the Hail Mary.
Do you want to say it for us? Or do you?
I can.
Okay, why don't you say the Hail Mary prayer?
Ich grüße euch, der Morgen ist voll Gnade, geheiligt mit dir. Ich gebenedeit deine Weiber und gebenedeit ist die Frucht deines Leibes, Jesus. Heilige Maria, Mutter Gottes, bitte für uns Sünde, jetzt und in die Stund unseres Todes. Amen.
Okay, very good. Hail Mary prayer. When you lived in Aberdeen, did you have an area where just the German Russians lived?
No, we lived with the Polacks.
You lived with the Polacks.
They were all Polish. We had Rieblowskis over the back, Makitskis over the other way, Minishes and Lebeskis on the next block.
Was there an area in Aberdeen where there was only Germans?
Yeah, the other side. See, we lived northwest and the east side were the Germans from Russia. Because they had, we had a parish of Sacred Heart in Aberdeen. And grandma belonged to that. Well, they were Irish and they didn't particularly like all these these German Russians. And so then they bought some property and made a Catholic church, a wooden one. But now then, when we had Father Horner, we built a brick nice church now.
Okay, what's the name of that church?
St. Mary's. And Sacred Heart is the Irish's.
So St. Mary's was mostly the Germans.
Well, there's very few Germans left now,
but originally
that was all German.
German Russians. Was that called Little Odessa? Did they say Little Odessa?
No, I don't think so. They were just Russians.
The Russians?
on the other side of the track. The Russians on the other side of the track, on First Avenue.
Did they say anything like the dirty Russians?
Well, I think the Germans were a lot cleaner than the Irish, because the Russians, the German Russians, they washed off their front porches all the time and swept their walks all the way out.
Swept the walk. Well, did they have concrete sidewalks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they swept the sidewalks.
I know, I had an aunt that always said, all those Russians, all they do is swipe their, keep their sidewalks, their porches washed. And she didn't approve.
So when you went to school, you had no problem learning the English, huh?
I think I was a really lazy student. Because, I don't know.
But then you started talking English.
Yeah, well, we had an Irish sister, Sister Valentine, had 22 of us that not spoken a word English. She was lucky she had 40 others that could talk a little English.
Well, how many students were there in one room?
We had sometimes had 62 in a class.
62 in a class? And one teacher?
Oh, yes.
You like, they're all like second graders or third graders?
First graders, shoot.
First graders. Sister Valentine was the teacher, huh?
And she was a dear little woman.
And she had to make you talk English. But you were not punished if you talked German, huh?
No. We were encouraged to, she'd always, to try and talk. You know, it's going to be easier for you. If you didn't learn it, you would have an awful time for other people to understand you. And so I think this is what was encouraging us to do better in English, because she kept stressing that if we kept on talking German Russian, a lot of people wouldn't understand us.
How about your neighbors when you played with the kids, though, your Polish neighbors there, what did they talk?
Well, I think they all talked English. The adults amongst themselves talked Polish.
Oh, but the children talked.
The children always talked English.
Talked English right away, huh?
I think everybody felt that they were doing better if they talked English.
So you had all sister teachers. Do you remember anything special about the nuns?
Oh, they were strict. When we were learning Palmer, if you didn't, if you had raised up your wrist instead of leaning it on the table and writing like you're supposed to, you might have had a ruler tap you.
Tap the ruler on your wrist? Well, were you supposed to lay the wrist on the table?
Oh, yeah, you held your pen very nicely and it wrote this way to make a nice, smooth Palmer.
Oh, the Palmer.
Didn't you have Palmer in your school?
Well, not very much.
Oh, I got a pin that I earned.
Well.
But you never tell it when you look at my writing now.
So you're always able to walk to school, huh? You live close enough that you could walk?
Only 15 blocks.
Oh.
But we had an aunt that lived about 2 blocks away, and we never went from home to school. We always went over to Aunt Catherine's, and from Aunt Catherine's we picked up the other cousins and went to school. I think we did that till we were in about fifth grade. We never got to school by ourselves.
Well, it's quite a long walk. That's more than a mile.
And we went home for lunch, unless it was winter. And if I didn't like to carry lunch. And so when Mom made the sandwich and made the little bag and set it under the door when you left for school, because my dad would fill hoppers. When he worked for Boyd's, he filled hoppers with some screenings, and he would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to 4 different houses and a barn gate and fill those hoppers twice a day in the morning and at night so that these little screenings would be rolled into the furnace. And so we had a walk to school. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to take our lunch. It was cold. I would leave mine under the sink.
You mean he forgot it?
Purposely.
Oh.
And then when Dad came home for lunch, 11:30, he would come to school with my bag of lunch.
Oh.
So I'd have to eat at school.
Oh.
No, I still walk to that. I walk a lot less because my dad moved my mother closer to church and he moved us a whole block over.
Of one block closer.
I don't drive. I'm still walking to St. Mary's. But we went to church, always went to church for the 8 o'clock Mass. And after we started going to communion, we took a piece of bread along and ate it from church to school, went run in the basin, got a drink of water, and went in. When it was time to go home for lunch, then we went home and ate lunch, come back.
Quite a long walk.
But you know, today's children don't go to Mass anymore every day. Heavens, Mother said, you go that way anyway, go to Mass.
Did you in church, did you have German sermons?
No, Father Schell couldn't talk any German at all. I think Father, the older man, but I don't remember Father Deltoff, let's see, what was his name. We had Father Schell when I was in St. Mary's.
Oh, so he preached in English.
Yeah, he never talked German at all.
How did you celebrate Christmas when you were little?
Oh, Mom always baked raisin bread, and we always had not a lot of. We were poor. My dad wasn't making any big money.
Like Christmas Eve, did you have a Pilsnickel or a Christkindl?
Oh yeah, we always had that, but you never got it in the morning till after you got home from church. We got up and went to 6 o'clock Mass all the time. And the child that was too young, that wasn't going to communion, they stayed in bed with the angels. We just left them and went. Ma always said, sprinkle us with holy water and said, the angels, that angel will take care of them. Oh. We all went, the kids were old enough to go to communion.
And then when you came home, then there was something there for you.
Yeah, there was always. The nuts were pulled on the floor, and we had it was a dry something, and it had little seeds in it.
The black stuff.
St. John's bread.
St. John's bread, yeah.
Yeah, you had a few of those in your.
Did somebody come and bring those things?
No, we never knew. They just got it. They were in the Santa Claus put them in the porch.
But the baskets were there. I mean, they were.
We had shoeboxes.
Shoeboxes. Did you decorate them?
No, they were just little bitty shoeboxes. We each had our from our shoes. We put the shoeboxes out.
You didn't decorate the boxes with.
We had a tree. Not every year we had a tree, but in later years when we got bigger, we had trees. But our Ma always made homemade raisin bread that was sweet, and rolled it and put egg yolk on it, and so it was really good. And then she usually had a goose on Easter or at Christmas.
Goose, okay. Did you have candles on the Christmas tree, or did you have lights?
We had lights.
Lights, electric lights.
Well, they were little longer bulbs, about, you know, blue ones and red ones.
How did you celebrate Easter? Did you have an Easter rabbit? Did the Easter rabbit bring the eggs, or?
Oh, yeah, we always had eggs. We always had baskets. But we'd never seen it. We would just put them, we had a front porch. We put our baskets out there, and we weren't allowed to go out there until after Mass.
And then the Easter rabbit filled the baskets.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Easter rabbit brought the eggs, too. Okay. Do you remember the old-time weddings?
Oh, I lived in a neighborhood that everybody chipped a quarter in, and when they got enough for a keg, I don't know how big it was, I don't remember, they had a dance. And we had a mother had a sister who he played an accordion. His brother-in-law played a violin, and his younger brother played an accordion. And those three guys would play, and sometimes they had two dances a week. They always danced on Saturday night.
Where did they dance?
Whoever's house. I don't know how it was, but they was always dancing in somebody else's house.
The house, okay.
Yeah. I don't think our house was ever big enough that I don't remember that we danced at our house. But Mom would put us to bed, and they'd go to the dance in the neighborhood. And they danced until the beer run out, and then everybody went home.
Do you think they danced in Russia?
Oh, I think they were much more social. They talked more social than they do in our lives. We had a Mr. Roth in the neighborhood who was a Cossack.
Cossack, yeah.
And he used to show us how, they sit on their hunches and kick their feet up and on. If the record was to please him, he would dance for us.
Oh, really? So he knew how to do the Cossack dance. Oh, that would be interesting.
You know, you didn't appreciate it then. Like, now that I think of it, you know.
Uh-huh. He was a German-Russian,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Did you have music in your house? Was anybody in your family music?
No. We didn't have a radio, I don't think, until probably in 30 or 31.
And then it was a big one with a battery in it, huh? It was pretty, a big stand.
It was just kind of a one, it was electric.
Oh, it was electric already.
We had a graphophone, and we had a lot of records. We had a Talia Warm in a German one, and then there was what were some of those old songs? I don't know, we had a whole stack of records.
What did you call it, graphophone?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a viola, I don't know.
It's a big phonograph record.
Phonograph, yeah.
Phonograph records, those flat ones, flat
yeah.
Ones. Do you remember any old-time weddings?
Oh, everybody had a wedding. When Aunt Barbara got married, we sat on a tipped-over rain barrel, so the house was too crowded. You couldn't. The little kids. We sat on the rain barrel and watched them dance.
They had white wedding dresses, huh? White wedding dresses like that.
Most of them, yeah. Oh, they weren't as elaborate. They didn't have like 14 bridesmaids like they do today.
No.
You were lucky if you had one attendant.
Oh.
And the dresses didn't have any trains on them.
No.
My mother had an 18-inch waist when she got married.
It's pretty small, huh?
She was a big woman in later life, but none of us girls could ever wear her wedding dress. But none of us ever wore corsets either.
Do you have a nice wedding picture of your parents?
Yeah.
Did a wedding picture?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of them there.
Do they have a studio picture?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, they have studios already.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Brauche?
Yeah, my grandmother did Brauche.
Grandma
Bigler.
Grandma Bigler. Do you remember anything that she healed, any sickness that she was able to heal?
No, I don't. But I know she prayed and went to somebody's house and prayed, you know. And then she said, because she was, I think it went from the first child of every family got the honor to be the, or something like that. But anyway, she did.
Oh. But did anybody ever?
I don't remember any. No,
So your mother didn't take you to somebody?
None of us were really sick. I had an abscessed ear when I was about 3 years old, and I went to Dr. Wilson and he tapped it Christmas Day. But that's the only time I ever even went near a doctor.
Do you mean tapped it? Did he open it up?
Yeah, that it drained. I had to.
Oh, I've never seen that. What kind of games did you play? Do you remember any special games?
Well, we all had jacks and jumping ropes. My God, we jumped and jumped and jumped. And then I don't think, I never was able to get a collection of marbles, because the boys all beat me. You know, I never had any. If I got that first batch, they left and I lost them in the first week.
Do you know any ghost stories?
No, we never told ghost stories.
Do you remember anything? They knew something would happen, like say crucifix would fall off the wall or something, and that when somebody died that you knew something.
Oh, they always, in the older days, they always said every accident, you know, like the deaths, you always had to have three deaths or three births or something. And